is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here is your host, George Tindall.
Well, good evening, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show here at Nat's Landing. We had a great turnout tonight. We got a lot of the families from our 2019 graduating class. We appreciate those parents coming out. Got a good crowd of players out here, and we're going to have a fun night tonight. Coach, we're going to talk a little bit about this coming Friday. And let me try and set the stage. I hope this doesn't get too convoluted. I think we all realize the importance of this home game. We got a sort of a snapshot then of the regular season after that. But we're hosting Pinewood Christian. Last week we had a bye. Pinewood played Bethlehem, and they beat them, I believe it was 59-14. Pinewood's record is 4 wins and 1 loss. Losing to John Millage. So they're playing real well. I believe they beat Bullock early in the season.
They did.
Bullock's record is 4-1, with that being the only loss. But win Friday will be a great way for our guys to launch us into regional play, I believe. After that game Friday, we're going to travel for 3 or 4 weeks, having a bye week before the John Millage game. And then our last home game will be at Bullock, which will be another good game for us.
Good friendly neighbor rivalry, right? Bullock.
Yeah, you'll have a packed audience that night. Yeah, that's for
we'll
sure.
We'll probably have a full house on that one.
I bet we have a full house Friday.
I think we will. Being homecoming. And Pinewood, it'll be pretty cool.
If we can win the region, I want to see if I did my analysis right. Well, we should have a bye week and then a home game.
Yes, if we win the region, we're going to get a bye week starting off in the playoffs again, and then we'll be at home throughout the playoffs. We don't have to travel. We'll be at the house the whole time. So,
if we win the region.
And, this Friday night's going to be very important. I mean, it's a big step. I think Pinewood's much improved. I think they've gotten a lot better since last year. They were really young, and I think they're coming in. You know, and we've been off a week, you know, but we hadn't really been off a week. We've worked diligently to prepare for them and have everything set up. But at the same time, you know, we hadn't played a game, but I think that we'll be prepared to go in. I think the kids have been pretty dialed into it. I thought Monday, like I said earlier, I thought Monday was a really good practice. Yesterday had a little lull in it, and then I thought today was really pretty crisp offensively and defensively. So, felt like the offense, we put in a few wrinkles, it's made us really, really good. And I think that for us going out there, if we can establish a running game and do a few things, we have a chance to be really, really solid and be able to stretch them vertically down the field. They like to play a one high safety and play a cover three look, and then try to lock up a outside linebacker with another run with another receiver on the backside sometimes, or what they would consider the backside. I thought our guys have done a good job blitz pick up all week, knowing who might come where. We got a few things in the bag of tricks, you know, for us going out there to be able to see what they're going to do, where they're going to blitz from. So Tyler's kind of got an idea of how to get it figured out and see it and sort through the mess, and we're just going to have to stretch them vertically down the field and then be able to run up inside. If we can run the ball a little bit inside and outside, keep them off balance, I think we have a good shot of mixing it up, having a big time on offense, big success on that.
It's certainly going to be a fun night. Now, let me take a quick break here. This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with our head coach, Coach Brandon Derrick, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, this week, of course, is always a big challenge. We have homecoming. And the week in school, remembering the past few, sometimes presents a challenge. How did you control that, Coach?
I think the kids have done a good job of controlling it for the most part. Enjoy it while you're in school, and then, you know, my thing was, is you got 2 hours and 25 minutes. That's what we're asking. Go in, dial it in for us for 2 hours and 25 minutes. You get a little free time you know, if you get a little free time, watch film, go back through what practice looked like, look at what we've looked at film, and get yourself ready. Read your keys, do your job. Don't do any more than we're asking you to do. And I think the kids have done that. They've done a good job being able to separate going in and having a good time at school and doing all the dress-up stuff. And then when we get out on the field, they punch the clock. You know, we've dialed it back a little bit this year, too. You know, last couple of years we've built floats and everybody's running around and done all that stuff. And last year I was, throwing foam or something all over that fabric stuff all over the highway and going to be reported by people. So
the
police were after Coach Derek about 6 hours before kickoff because I got litter on the roads there on accident. So, it was cotton or whatever it was. I don't remember what, some type of fabric. But I think we, you know, kind of dialed it back a little bit. But I think it's the kids have done a really good job of being folks, and I think they understand how important this game is.
Everyone I've talked to realizes that. I agree with you 100% that, you know, they're dialed in. They know the importance of it. And this is our second season. It starts Friday.
Right, it is. And this is the importance. And I've talked, I've been honest with them, and I'll be honest with everybody in here. It's a three-dog race right now in the region. I don't think Westfield's in a transition period. Trinity's got a lot of young kids on that had to come up, and they graduated a ton of people. I don't think they're at the level that us, Pinewood, and Bullock are at. And that's not a knock against those guys. I'm just being honest, and I think they would probably say the same thing right now. They're working to get there.
Sure.
But right now, it's us three. And so, you know, we need to go out and take care of business and knock Pinewood, make them 0-1 in the region and make them play catch-up and us kind of put ourselves in that driver's seat. And we know how to do that. You know, we've done it year in and year out here the last 4 years. So, you know, we know what we're up against, and they know what they're going to be going against on Friday night. They understand that we're going to be playing as hard as we can play, and they're going to give us everything they got. We get everybody's best. I mean, that's the way it is. I don't care. In the first four games we played, we've got everybody's best. I thought BCA played their best game against us. Valwood's probably played their best game against us. Charlton's best game was against us, and one of our worst games was the turnovers against Charlton. And then, you know, Augusta Prep, I can't tell if what kind of went on. I just know we kind of took the air out of that balloon immediately. When you run two or three plays and score, it kind of deflated their chances. And so, but I feel like we get everybody's best, and that's what I want. You know, I feel like we're going to go out there and we're going to beat the man. You know, I want to beat the best one out there. So there's no excuses. So. And that's kind of our philosophy. Once you're the state champ, you have to get prepared to do that every week.
Yeah, everybody's looking at you.
Yeah.
Everybody is. All right, we're going to take a real quick break here, Coach. And more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, we're going to have a few words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick. Or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Ow! Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out. Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825. Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Sports Network. I'm George Tyndall. I'm on location here at Nat's Landing at St. Simon's Island. This segment of the show is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and Awesome Nissan. Let me finish up the little session we had just before, Coach. And how's our health? We had a few banged up kids early.
Healthy. We're about as healthy as we've been, actually. We got, I think, Xavier's still out, waiting on Thomas Dill if he gets cleared. But I think, you know, Zach's out right now, pretty much. Xavier, still nicked up, waiting on him to get back. I think we're about four guys from having the full roster. I think we're at 30 right now. So, pretty good numbers for us. I think we're pretty healthy. We, you know, like I said, the health, people don't realize, but your health at practice plays a bigger role sometimes playing on Friday night, getting prepared. You've got to have people to get work against and get some quality reps. And that's where it's really, really big for us on during the week, is those guys being healthy and pushing each other. And we've had that a little bit this past 2 weeks, guys getting after it and a little trash talking going on in the secondary. And
that's good.
Yeah, that's real good. I think, you know, that builds, that makes you work. And, you know, sometimes you get out here and the kids want to, as I call it, brother-in-law each other. They lean up against each other and be like, hey, I'm not going to go hard. You just take his play. You got me, you know. I'm like, we don't need that. I need somebody that's trying to fight across space and make a play and getting after it. And so to give us a look like we're going to get on Friday night. And I thought we've had a little bit of that this week. We've had our moments, but I thought we've gotten better and better all week at it.
Well, that's good. Again, with the distractions of homecoming, seems like you had a good control of that. Let them have fun during the day, and then when you get out there to do practice, that's your job.
Yeah, they've done a good job of that all week, like I said, the homecoming. I think it's just the homecoming hypes for everybody else. It's like I told our guys, the key is to win the football game. And you want to take care of homecoming, take care of the big part, win the game.
Win the game.
Okay? They still going to crown the queen, do all that stuff. We got to win football game. That's the biggest thing. Queen's going to get crowned regardless. Somebody won that regardless. We got to take care of winning the football game on Friday night and being 1-0 in the region. And that's our biggest goal, is to be 1-0 in the region. So, you know, I love homecoming and all that good stuff. Yay, let's go have a good homecoming. But at the same time, we got to keep our focus on winning football game.
Yeah, I look forward to the 10:30. You out in the middle of the field, how they did.
Well, I you know, that after game circle, it's sometimes there's been times I've been at a loss of words, and then there's times that I've got a lot to say. And I hope Friday night that I'm at a loss of words at how well we played. So, I'm all for that.
Give me a snapshot of last week's practice and now this week as we're getting close to the game. How did it differ?
Well, you know, last week we tried to go, I tried not to go any over, about 2 hours was last week. We did a lot more fundamental stuff last week, working on getting off blocks, working on double teams, linemen doing some stuff differently. A lot of inside, a lot of perimeter stuff. This week, a little longer team period, you know, it was a little longer. We, instead of a 15-minute team period, we were 25 minutes in team period this week. You know, that everybody, I think the scout team today ran about 27, 28 plays in 25 minutes against our starting defense, which is pretty good. And I had a 50-play script against.
Wow.
So I go through and break down Pinewood and get an idea, and I put what I think their 50 plays that we might see and some of them I draw up that I would run against us because I haven't seen it. I put it in and we go over it just to make sure that we know what we're doing, that we've seen it. So for us, that was a little bit this week. So it got a little longer this week. You know, we probably went 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2 hours, 25 minutes. But last week, I wanted it to be sharp. I wanted it to be crisp. And I wanted the guys to get in and get out. Monday was just film and board talk. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday was kind of what we wanted to install and get everything set up and get it ready. And I told them all week I wanted to fine-tune it. So when we walked out on the field on Friday night, that we were ready. We put in a couple series. We added a few things to our Cherokee and Apache set. We put in some trick plays, you know. Can't tell anybody what they are, but we had a trick play session last week, and we put in numerous trick plays and got ourselves prepared. So, you know, it is what we do, and added a link to it. So it's a little bit how different it was from last week to this week.
That's fun to watch a magician. That's always good. You know, we pull those plays
out. I don't know if I'm a magician or not, but I tell you what, some of the kids can make it happen, so we're going to see if we can make it happen.
Yeah, and again, they study the film that we have, and, you know, they're pretty familiar with us.
Oh, yeah.
So they're, I think it's going to be a very, very good game. All right, let's take another real quick break here. You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. What should we look for from Pinewood in that first 5 to 10 minute period?
I think they're going to try to establish a run game. I think that's they're going to be their thing. Their goal is to out-physical us, and I told the kids that they've said that to some of their folks over there, and that message has kind of got leaked out at a few things, and so they think they can out-physical us up front and beat us up and run the ball at us. They think they can run the football at us, and we've taken a little bit of pride in our run defense here this past year and last year. It's been one of them things that's kind of, we don't really take too kind to people saying they're going out physical us and run the football. So I feel like our front seven, if you think you're going to run at our strength, then you better be ready to take it in the chin all night long. So got a little chip on my shoulder. I hope the kids do, but I think I relayed that message on Monday, how I felt about that real quick. You know, you can talk all the trash you want to, but last time I checked, we wear the ring, so... until you take it from me, we're going to fight until the bloody end. So I feel like the kids, I hope they accept that responsibility and get ready. But I think that's what you're going to see in the first 5 to 10 minutes. They're going to try to establish their physical up front and can make some plays. They're going to try to put some pressure on us defensively. You know, the Tess Tyler's freshman quarterback, they think that they can blitz. And we haven't handled it a few times real well. So I expect them to blitz a little bit early. But I think that we've got a little system put in this week that we felt like would be real good, and I feel like we'll handle it really well. I think we do. I think we've done it. We did it yesterday. I thought the kids handled the blitz really well yesterday in practice, some today. And I just feel like that we have a pretty good game plan going into it. It's like you said, that they watch a lot of film on us, but, you know, I went back. I watched the last 4 years of game film, all of their scout films, all of our games. And then all of that they played this year. They played 5 games. I've watched all 5 of them about 10 times. And so got to get a feel for them. I know a lot of people go with tendencies. Sometimes I go with the feel. So, you know, I feel like we got a good shot. If we go out and do what we've been coached to do, our kids will be ready to go.
I'm sure you'll have them ready, Coach. Do they have any special athletes on that team? Anybody that stood out to you?
Quarterback's really solid. You know, that's the head coach's son. He's sophomore, Coach Washington's son. Well, he plays quarterback, so he's got a good handle on what's going on offense. Number one, really, really good receiver. He plays well out there. He's one of those guys that we're going to have to contain a little bit. They're going to try to get the ball to him in some situations. I feel like their offense and defensive lines, they're pretty athletic. They come off the ball and do some things really well. But, you know, at the same time, we got some special kids too, and we come off the ball and do some things really well at the same time. So Friday night's going to come down to who wants it more, and you know, we're going to land there and fight and get it taken care of, and who's going to make the plays. And so that's what it's going to boil down to. You can do all the X's and O's, and I can pencil whip anybody on the board, but you got to go out and execute on Friday night. We're going to have to be physical on the perimeter. And we're going to have to catch the ball when we throw it. And when we run it, we got to hold on to it and run it up in there and run it with some authority. We're going to have to knock them off the football and establish some dominance. And that's kind of what I expect my kids to do.
You know, and like I said earlier, I know you'll have them prepared. Well, we're going to take a little break and be right back here on the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with our head coach, Brandon Derrick, on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget. Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us, 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights!
Well, welcome back, everybody, to our Frederica Academy Knights, presented by Nats and a various group of other sponsors. I'll go over in just a minute. But again, Coach Brandon Derrick is sitting next to me, and this is brought to you on the Bishop Sports Network. The segment that we're going to talk about now are sponsored by Parker's, Jessup Furniture, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Let's switch. We talked a lot about Pinewood, and we know what's coming. We're all looking forward to Friday night, Coach. But in absence of having a game this past week, let's talk a little bit about yourself. I'd like to ask you a few questions. One, you've been in the business a long time, and you're very well respected. Who do you mirror your coaching style after? Did you have a mentor? Did you have several? Just tell me about Coach Brandon Derrick.
I think for the guys here that can associate, my parents that were at the booster at the banquet, which you guys were at last year, Coach Carter Cardwell had a huge impact on me not only as a player, but as a mentor. I mean, we still talk every week. He's coaching another school right now up in Tennessee, but for him, I can remember. I remember my sophomore year, we were out there practicing, and it was back then it was 3-a-days. You reported at 7 a.m. on the field, and I can remember we're on the field, and then we had to go in. You go in, you eat lunch, you come back out, and it's like 1 o'clock, and I mean, it's blazing hot. And I remember walking out, and I saw him in a sweatsuit, and I thought, why, he's an idiot. I mean, what is Coach Cardwell doing in a sweatsuit out here? And I'm, you know, we're out there doing our, you could only do so much, so we were just in our shoulder pads and helmet. We were in uppers and we're out there running all of our schemes and going against everything. And I finally, we're sitting there going through everything. And I looked at him and I said, Coach Carver, I just got to ask, why in the world are you in a sweatsuit? He goes, son, if it's too hot for me in this sweatsuit, then I know it's too hot for you in them pads and shoulder pads. He said, so right now I can handle it. If I get too hot, I'll take my sweatshirt off and you take your helmet and shoulder pads off. And I thought, well, you know, that's a good point. But, you know, I think from him, the learning style, he let me succeed and he let me fail. And he was one of those guys, well, there goes Brandon. He's got long hair. Coach Wilkes is going to chew me out, and I'm going to chew him out. But he's going. So I came in my sophomore year with like really, really long hair, and we had a policy on that. The quarterback couldn't have long hair, but I had it like shaved here in ponytail way down in the back. It was kind of weird and gross looking.
Do you have any pictures of that?
Becky's probably got one or two. I don't remember, but it was really gross looking hair. But and then I remember we were practicing it, so Coach Wilkes wouldn't let me get it cut during camp because it was so hot. So he's like, oh no, you're going to come up in here and wear that. You're going to wear it the whole time during camp. So I'd have to braid that stuff and put it on the thing, try to get it out of the way, and it was awful. It was pitiful. By the time camp was over with, I was the first one at the barbershop getting that stuff cut off. But, you know, that was Coach Cardwell's thing was, you know, he's going to learn, he's going to be successful, he's going to fail too. And he just wanted to guide me was his thing. It was just guide me in the right direction and always be there. You know, if you stumble and fall, he was going to be there to encourage you to get back up and go play.
That's great. Can you describe your coaching style in just a quick phrase?
My style?
Yes. Oh, of course, yes.
I would say I'm pretty mild now. I had some guys that probably kept that played under me at Glenn that would say, where's the real Coach Derek at? And then probably some guys at Central want to know where the crazy Tasmanian Devil was at. I did the old Bruce Pearl thing. That was back when I was in Tennessee when Bruce Pearl decided to dress up, take his shirt off, and run through the gym in a pep rally. I did that in high school up in Tennessee once, and that was stupid. I think some people threw up when I did that, took my shirt off and ran through all the crowd. It was pretty gross. But I would say I'm pretty laid back now. I've learned a lot of lessons. Patience is one of the things you got to have, and you got to change your coaching style. What I did 15 years ago wouldn't work with the kids that we have right now, and I see a lot of coaches that can't adapt to that, and it runs them out of the system. It's just the kids are soft. No, it's the kids are different. You have to figure it out. You can't come in and yell and scream and carry on and do all that crazy shenanigans stuff. But if the kids know you love them, they're going to go out there and play, and they're going to give everything you got. So that's the thing you got to do. You got to create relationships, and you got to build it not just with the players but your coaches and everybody else. And it's got to branch down. You got to have some good relationships, and the kids got to believe in what you're saying.
100% agree, Coach. Talk to me just a little bit about a couple of the assistant coaches. We got you got an offensive coordinator, he's a young guy, so now you have to take your style and adapt it, or have him adapt to you, or vice versa. Let's talk about him just a little bit.
Well, you know, Brad brings a lot of stuff in. He's very inventive. I mean, he studies film all the time. All during the day, I'm like, bzz, I hear my phone, bzz, bzz. I'm like, good Lord, who is it? And look over to Coach Thomas. He's sending me clips of this, clips of that. And, you know, for him, we run a lot of stuff, trial by error. You know, we're going to go out there, and if we can execute and it works, it's great. And then there's a point in time I have to be the guy that says, no, we can't do that. And most of the time, we go with it, and I think that he's done an outstanding job. And I want him to continue to do that. He's put a lot of stuff in. He's taught me a lot of things, you know, and for him to do that, and I'm always listening, you know, and they're kind of the extension of what we do. And Brad has a great relationship with the kids. He knows what he's doing, and he works really, really hard to get ready. Of course, he's young, but everybody gets a shot. I mean, you look at some of these college coaches that are 36, 37 years old, sitting on the sideline, head coaches, that they were young too, but they're being successful now.
You got some in the NFL there.
Yeah, you do.
You know, one thing I've learned from you over the years, Coach, is you're a real good football coach. But I think what I see is more important that you love the kids, whether they're football players or they're in one of your classes. you're in the kid business. You've used that term many, many times. And that's really a big compliment to you. And I mean that sincerely. I've seen you work with kids that have nothing to do with football. And really, they respect you for that. And that permeates the whole school. They know that. They know they can trust you. They know they can come to you. And they just know that you will help them.
Well, I think that's the thing. Probably shocked some people. You know, I teach a ton of classes during the day. But I do. I love being in the classroom. I love being around the kids. I want to listen. They know if they're in trouble, I'm the first one to hear about it, and they're going to be the second one to find out about it. So, you know, but that's okay. And I love our kids. We got great relationships. I saw one pulling in tonight, you know, and I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm doing good in class, coach, doing really good at school." And, you know, and so that's one of those things, you just keep up with them all the time and you try to check on them. And I think we've done a good job of that. And we are in the kid business. You know, not everybody's going to college to play football. Not everybody's going to NFL, home to the NFL. And we're not all going to go be professional athletes. We hope that everybody does. But at the end of the day, it's just what I say every single time. I want them to be good men of character, good husbands, and, you know, good fathers at the end of the day. And if I can do that, then God has blessed me to be with those kids.
Yes,
and give them guidance.
Yes,
and if I can just do that, then I've done enough. It don't care how many games I win. And right now I can quit. You know, I've been to the top. I've reached what we're supposed to get to, the state championship. I could walk away from it, but I don't, because, you know, there's kids out there that struggle every day, and you got to be out there to help them. Again, it's the Coach Cardwell approach. They're going to do some stupid stuff. Just be there to pat them on the back, dust their shirt off, and give them a little guidance. And I think that's what I try to do the most, and I really enjoy it.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for tonight, folks. Coach, I really appreciate you coming out. I know you're real busy. I can't wait for Friday night. I hope the next two nights I can sleep a little bit. But I certainly look forward to these Friday nights. This is the Frederica Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Sports Network. And I want to say thanks to everybody that showed up tonight. We got a steady crew that come out and have some fun midweek and get a good meal. We certainly thank Nats Landing for taking such good care of us. So until next week, when we're here to talk about the win over Pinewood and talk about what the next chapter is for Frederica's football team, have a great night and a great week, folks. This is the end of the show, and I'm George Tindall. Thank you.